1 Corinthians 6. Dare any one of you, having a matter against another, prosecute his suit before the unjust, and not before the saints? Do ye not then know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world is judged by you, are ye unworthy of the smallest judgments? Do ye not know that we shall judge angels, and not then matters of this life? If then ye have judgments as to things of this life, set those to judge who are little esteemed in the assembly. I speak to you to put you to shame. Thus there is not a wise person among you, not even one, who shall be able to decide between his brethren. But brother prosecutes his suit with brother, and that before unbelievers. Already indeed then it is altogether a fault in you that you have suits between yourselves. Why do you not rather suffer wrong? Why are you not rather defrauded? But ye do wrong, and defraud, and this your brethren. Do you not know that unrighteous persons shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not err. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor those who make women of themselves, nor who abuse themselves with men, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor abusive persons, nor the rapacious shall inherit the kingdom of God. But ye have been washed, but ye have been sanctified, but ye have been justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful to me, but all things do not profit. All things are lawful to me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God will bring to nothing both it and them. But the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God has both raised up the Lord and will raise us up from among the dead by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then, taking the members of the Christ, make them members of a harlot? Far be the thought. Do you not know that he that is joined to the harlot is one body? For the two, he says, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin which a man may practice is without the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye have been bought with a price. Glorify now then God in your body